Well, good morning and welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all of the wisdom literature. You scratching your head up there?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we go ahead and have some coffee and pray. Thanks for joining us today. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for your Word. We pray now that as we read your Word, your Spirit would minister to our hearts. Let us believe you and be comforted by you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. Psalm 130. A song of ascents.
Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive.
Attentive.
To the voice of my supplications.
If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities.
Iniquities,
O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be healed.
I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. And in his word, I hope. Oh, Dan, watch out, bud. And in his word, I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord, more than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. Nathan?
Oh, is your hope in the Lord? For with the Lord, where is mercy? And with him is abundant
redemption.
And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
All right, what a beautiful psalm. We need to ask ourselves what first?
A, this is about.
A, what is this about?
B, what are we called to do?
No, B, what's the best verse? And C, what are we
called to
do in response to it? So A, what is this about? Where's this person crying from?
Israel.
What's verse 1 say? Out of the
depths.
Out of the depths. Out of the depths. You think they're singing in a happy place?
No.
Or do you think they're singing in like a sad, crying, weeping place?
A sad, crying, weeping place.
That's right. And what does he say the Lord did? Verse 2.
Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication.
Yeah, does he ask God to hear his voice? Yeah, so when we're down in the dumps, when we're sad, when we're oppressed, when things are going wrong, when we're blue, what can we ask God to do? Hear?
Voice of supplication.
Yeah, hear my voice. Hear my voice. If you, this is a great one, right? If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, what do you think iniquities are? A fancy word for sins.
Yep.
Right? So if God had a scoreboard and every time we sinned, every time we broke his law, he made a mark, could anyone stand before him?
No.
No. But what does verse 4 say? But there is
forgiveness with you.
Oh, is that good news? There's forgiveness with God?
That you may be feared.
Yeah, that we may fear him. That's right. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. And what is this? Where does he find this reality that God is forgiving and that he can fear the Lord? What does verse 5 say? Where does he learn about God?
I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. And his word, I do hope.
What does he hope in?
His word.
That's right. Because what do we find out in the word?
That he's forgiving.
How has he shown us forgiveness?
In his word.
In his word. But if we flip over a few pages, right over here, who would we read about?
Paul.
Well, Paul wrote Romans. Sorry, here. Why don't I go there?
Matthew.
Jesus!
Right?
Yeah, but if we read in the Psalms, it tells us he'll forgive us. And how did he forgive us? Through who?
Through Jesus.
That's right. My soul waits for the Lord. More than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. Right? It's like somebody guarding the city, standing on the wall. Right? Just waiting for the sunrise. And they're really waiting for safety. And would safety come? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do we wait on the Lord like that? For the, O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is what?
Mercy.
And with the Lord is abundant
redemption.
Hey. I think we have a catechism question we're learning with that. Who is the only redeemer of God's elect?
Jesus Christ.
The only redeemer of God's elect is the Lord Jesus Christ. Do we have abundant redemption with Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
That's right, we do. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. All of your sins?
Mm-hmm.
No, just for the ones like before you were baptized, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
Like even the ones that you did yesterday?
No.
He won't redeem you from those ones?
Yes.
He will?
You're confusing me.
Will he redeem you from your sins that you're going to do tomorrow? Oh, but not Daddy. Daddy's old enough that I should know better, so he won't redeem me from my iniquities.
He will.
He will?
Mm-hmm.
He's that good?
Mm-hmm.
His mercies are abundant?
Mm-hmm.
He's forgiving?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a pretty patient God, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you take comfort in God's redemption? Do you know that he does not count iniquities for those who trust and fear him? Do you hope in his word? Do you find comfort in Jesus Christ? You guys ready to pray? Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you that you do not count iniquities. But Father, you have washed us in the blood of Jesus Christ. That you have given us a redeemer. That you have remembered us in your grace. Father, let us believe this. Let us cherish it in our souls and let us fear you for all eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you today. May you rest in Jesus Christ, the only Redeemer of God's elect. And may you have this hope within your heart till your dying breath. We'll see you guys tomorrow. You want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye. See you guys tomorrow.